No, not Gurudev is saying. I also say. Same thing Gurudev today saying. What is saying?
So, you are saying that some things that Gurudev did not say yesterday, you said yesterday, but today Gurudev said them also.
Yeah.
Anyway, but can we go through everything again because I'm not so clear on these points anymore.
ज्ञानदीनान्दशज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुर्मिदं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः वाञ्छाकृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णं चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिसेन हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
एक्सप्लेन लास्ट डेज अवशिष्ट जत अवशिष्ट रसम सेम पॉइंट गुरुदेव ऑल्सो saying. So Gurudev is saying, I also again saying for for remembering the last day what I have said. So Gurudev is saying jat avasishta rasam. Avasishta rasam means rest of the all of the ras.
It means rest.
Of all of the ras.
The remaining inferior ras.
Every last drop
every
of the
last
ras.
Drop.
Oh, every last drop.
Mm. Avasishta rasam.
Avasishta rasam.
Every last drop.
Yes. That means the venu. Also drinking all the rest of the ras.
Not in, leaving anything.
Not leaving anything. Mm. And completely drinking. Here Gurudev giving in another avasishta. Avasishta means, ava means completely. Sishta means rest of the last drop.
What's the difference between the first meaning and the second meaning?
Similarly, here is the abo. Because abo here is saying, abo means completely. Mm-hmm. Rest means the same thing is saying. Because then again meaning is the abo sister. Abo means him, meaning the
lower
all the lower ras. For the lower things, that the gopis they also give up all the lower ras. Here the first Gurudev is explaining, they give up of their material enjoyment.
Could you explain that again? Ava means completely, Shishta means
every
last drop.
In the first two, I cannot discriminate between the Avashishta.
First and second, there is no discrimination. It's the same thing he's saying.
But in a different way.
But in different way he's saying. So here is now he is saying abo. Abo means the first meaning is the abo means completely.
Mm-hmm.
Arses means the last of the drop.
Last drop. Every
last
drop.
Every last drop. Yeah. And second now Gurudev also saying abo means the lost very what?
Low things.
Lower things, the ras.
So
also the give up everything.
The second and the third one is very clear.
Clear.
But in the first one, Ava and Shishta.
Ava Shishta.
Yeah.
Here this general meaning. Ava Shishta. Ava Shishta is completely.
That is the second meaning.
Second meaning and first meaning is the same.
Uh-huh.
Not saying, only other ways is saying.
Gurudev was saying for the second one, Sampurna Rupse.
Sampurna.
And for the first one, Nishesh Rupse.
Nishesh Rupse.
So what's the difference between Sampurna and Nishesh?
Same things. Only in the word of Sanskrit Bharas. Sampurna and Nishesh, it is same. Yeah. So Gurudev, now he is saying, Ava Shishta, Ava that means very lower. Gopis, they also give up the all of the lower ros. First, what the lower ros? In the material enjoyment. Yeah. To meeting the pleasures of your wife and husbands and of your any of the lower ros. Also, they give up. And they also drinking what things? At the high level ros, what? Only the nectar of Krishna's lips, Adhamrita. What the Adhamrita? Gurudev was saying only the mood of Parakya Bhav. Within Garam, you feeling?
Stuffy.
So, first meeting, Ava means, what is saying? You understand?
First meaning is Nishesh Rup.
No, here is the first meeting I say, Gurudev saying, first meeting the lower Ros, what the lower Ros? In the material enjoyment, in the pleasure, and the pleasuring of the of your wife and husband and everything. Because gopis, they also give up everything for Krishna, and they also drinking only the nectar of Krishna's leaf. Only
that.
And how did only the of their parakya mood. Not Sakya. Gurudev mentioned only parakya mood.
Because Sakya is Heen.
Sakya is Heen. Here is what you think, but Sakya is Heen. Heen means lower. So parakya is higher than Sakya. So also give up. And second meaning, and then what? Then also Gurudev is saying, and also lower was what? Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya. Also they give up. Only they drinking what? Only Adhramritam of Krishna. That is called Madhurjo Ras. So gopis, here Srimati Radhika, she is thinking, oh, that the fruits also drinking, that the nectar. So Gurudev also saying, it is the symptom of Mahabhav. In the symptom of Mahabhav, many types of Mahabhav, a symptom of Mahabhav, one of them what Gurudev saying, Tirjo Janitto Arup. Tirjo means, when the Mahabhav raised in your heart, even Bhakti is raised in your heart, what happened? Think, oh, I have no Bhakti, I have no, I am very unqualified. It is the symptom of Bhakti.
Worthlessness.
I am worthless, useless. This thing is actually raised in his heart. So Maharaj also Trinad Vishnu, Tarur Vashashna, Mahaprabhu also saying. And Mahaprabhu are saying, no prema gandosti hare dharayopi. I have no kind of part of
no scent.
No smelling in no smelling of the bhakti in my heart.
It's very far away.
Very far away. So, and when the gopi they also come in the stage of Mahabhav, not thinking, oh, I have no bhakti. Everything's in where? They are thinking, oh, they are high level. So, gopis there are thinking, Venus either a half other is not, maybe. Or thinking, oh, Venu is so higher than me, so higher. This is the one symptom of Mahabhava. Because Ujjalin Muni explained six symptoms of Mahabhava. One of them, this is the Mahabhava, they were all these fruits is so higher than me. And also, so Gurudev also saying, the fruits also drinking the Adhramrita of Krishna, so they have what? Sapatna Bhav, that is co-wife, mood is coming. So Gurudev also saying, if the two wives, they also jealous each other. So here, Venu is thinking, see, Venu, so gopis are thinking, Venu is our Sapatna, understand?
Co-wife. Rival. Rival.
Competitor. Yes, rival. Why is it? Here is one thing. Venu also Punglinga, masculine gender. Venu. Venu Punglinga.
Male gender, masculine gender.
So, here is the masculine gender. And gopis, why they using this words with Sapatna? Understand? Because they are thinking, and in India they are also so absorbed in mood. This is called, here Sanatana Goswami is called, this is called Arsa Prayog. Understand? Arsa Prayog, this is called Arsa Prayog. What the rishis they are saying, this is true. Understand? So 10 types of praman. Dasa pramanohi murap, dasa pramanam. Is sabda pramanohi murap pramanam. Jiva Goswami is saying 10 types of
evidence.
What? Pratyaksha, direct, indirect,
Anuman? Inference.
Guess.
Inference.
Anuman, Praman,
hypothesis,
Arsa, Upameyo, and many of things.
Itihas.
This is called the 8 times, but the sabda pramanam is mulak pramanam. Sabda pramanam, that means veda praman. What the sabda sound is coming from Krishna. This praman is best. So one of the arsa praman, means that the previous rishi and acharyas, they are saying this is true. That thing give an example for clearing the arsa praman. What saying? You know? Very nice. Nangatma Prajan Nabanabane.
Namatma Prabhupada. No. Tako Patishta Chutayo Bivina. Yes, sir?
No. Arsavana is saying. I forget that it is the depend on the gender, but this gender is not too correct. Ahang betmi, suko betti, vaso betti no betti ba. Ahang betmi, but here in saying ahang betti, this is not correct. I mean Sanskrit grammar, this is incorrect. But any acharya is saying, Vyasadeva is saying ahang betmi. So here is ahang betti, this is true. Understand or not? This is Sanskrit in knowledge is saying ahang betmi, ahang betti, this is not
correct grammar.
This is not correct in grammar.
It should be ahang betmi.
Actually what's even ahang betmi. But he's saying here ahang betti. So
Why?
Pardon?
Why? Why did you Achar- say correct?
Acharya Singh, previous Acharya Singh, so it is correct. In any Acharya Singh, yeah, this is true. But Acharya, in any Mahajan.
And we don't question it.
Eh?
And we don't question
without questions. Yeah. So here is Sanatana Goswami also saying, this is, so gopis, they are Acharya. They are Acharya, all the many Acharya, while the gopis, they are topmost Acharya. Understand? So they are also saying, so it is true. Yeah. So Sanatana Goswami also saying, this is called the Arsa Prayog. Yeah. So it is true. So.
What is true? It is true that the Venu
is
so qualified.
No. Venu is Sapatna. Sapatna.
Even though masculine.
Masculine gender, Venu. But why is it Sapatna this way?
Because
gopis are saying this. Because gopis, they are coming in the stage of Mahabhav, they are saying that is true.
Yes.
Many words. If Gurudev is saying, this is true.
But and then, in originally everything is Prakriti.
Yes, but because
how it can be masculine?
Highest
sense, everything is Prakriti.
But in Nitya Vrindavan Dham, everything they are transcendental. So masculine and female, and they can do everything. Gopis, they are singing of their mood. So it is true. So, without questions, without argument, who must be accept. This is saying, Sanatana Goswami is saying, this is called Arsa Prayog.
That Arsa Prayog is one of the 10 types of Praman.
Yes.
Yeah. A-S-A.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A-R.
Yeah,
Y. A-R-S-H-A. Huh? Arsa.
Oh.
A-R-S-H-A.
Arsa.
Yes. Yes. Here Gurudev also saying, here Gurudev also saying, what?
Yesterday you mentioned Arsa Prayog in another context. Or
Arsa Praman, Arsa Prayog is same thing.
Yeah, no, you mentioned it in another context, in relationship to the word Sma.
No.
Okay.
Sma de Bismo. Not that one. Arsa Prayog we are using. So, Gurudev is saying, gopis they are saying first of their utpreksha alankar or otherwise avahitta bhav. Last day, yesterday I also explained, and today also Gurudev explained what is called utpreksha alankar. Utpreksha alankar, that means what? You have otherwise not. They are saying, oh, you are so high class devotee. Why? Of his own mood. Only to
project.
Anyone who has such a high mood sees everybody else.
So everyone says, "Oh, you are so." But if he, gopis are saying, "This is true. There is no imaginary, because in Vrindavan, transcendental dham, there is no imaginary." So Gurudev is saying, "In here, those who are printing this book, they also using this word, Srimati Radha." Also, imaginary in saying. Gurudev say also big red line, saying not this is wrong.
Black line.
I black line, Gurudev red line. So, understand, this is not imaginary. The gopis are saying not any imaginary. Because in Golok Vrindavan, all of the trees, kefirs, and everything, and every fruits, everything, they are transcendental. So gopis, they are thinking everything, this is true, no imaginary.
So what is the definition of utpreksha alankar again?
Avahitta bhav. Avahitta bhav, that means Madhi, to hidden of his own mood. And
to
saying,
hide, to hide the mood.
Hiding of your own mood. By saying, oh, you are so nice devotee, I have no prem, your service is so nice. Utprechar, every same things, oh, you are to only project of your.
Hiding but revealing at the
yes.
same time? Yes.
Yeah? What's
the avahit bhav means that what is their real feeling they're not expressing. They're expressing the opposite to their real feeling in order to hide their feeling.
Yeah.
And they're projecting their own mood onto someone else. So by trying to cover their feeling, but projecting their own mood onto someone else, they're actually revealing their own mood.
And that that's
called abhidbhav. Or another way, it's called the apreksha alankar.
So Gurudev also last day explained.
So if they say that this flute has very high bhav, we should accept actually the flute has high bhav. Because nothing is imaginary there.
Nothing imaginary. You cannot we should not do imaginary everything.
Yes.
Yeah. But Radhaji is saying everything. Radhaji is thinking also. Why we could not saying the word imaginary? Because in transcendental world, transcendental in place, everything they are also transcendental. They can taste everything. Yeah. So we cannot say.
And she's really feeling this. She's not imagining it.
Yes, everything. Radhaji is saying, oh, I have no prem, you have prem. Yeah. But in transcendental, in Vrindavan, but they are as like everything, they are very powerful. Yeah. Srimati Radharani is thinking, oh, I have no prem. The fruits is so high. Yeah. Always he also drinking the nectar of Krishna's leaf. It is true or wrong? It is true. Mm-hmm. Always he always drinking nectar. But then what nectar he is drinking, we cannot explain it. Srimati Radhika of his own mood, she is saying, oh, she nectar what? They are the mood of Madhur Jaras. And also what? In the mood of Parakyaras. The Gurudev also saying and giving the stage what? And this Krishna, Madhar Jasoda kissing to Krishna, and Subal Siddham also kissing to Krishna, and Gopis also kissing to Krishna. That the Adharamrita. Drinking who? All the Gopis. Because it is the defendant of Rasa Vaisishta. You know, Rasa Vaisishta? Specialty of rost. Not same things. Yeah. Because Benu is the also in Sanskrit grammar, Benu is also masculine gender. But the same thing, Benu, Bongsi and Murali, they are what?
Family.
They are family. And in Bongsi and Murali, they are the family gender. And they also what? They are the Sakhis. Bongsi, Priya Sakhi, in Brahma Sangita also saying, Bhumish Chintamani Ganami Toyangamritam Katha Ganam Nattam Gomanopi Bangsi Priya Sakhi. Bangsi what? See the Priya Sakhi. Very dearest Sakhi. So she can also drinking the nectar. Because Krishna's Madhurja Adhramrita, who can drinking? Only the Sakhis. So Bangsi also drinking the nectar of Adhramrita of the Parakya. So we should know thinking in others, no imaginary.
But from Tatastha Vichara, then we say that we say cannot have such.
We cannot, yes, because here he is saying, oh, he is the Purus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yet in the using the Benu is Purus. Yeah. So you think, oh, how it is possible? Because here they are the same thing in Bangsi and Murali, and drinking other is not. Understand? No? Understand what?
The Bangsi and Murali.
Bangsi and Murali.
And Venu taking all the same thing.
In same thing.
Yes, same thing.
Only this in Sanskrit grammar on your prejudiced our mind, not anything. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
You can?
The Bangsi and the
Murali.
Murali. They are feminine gender, and Venu is
and
masculine
they are,
gender.
And also they are Sakhis.
Why is
Sakhis.
The differentiation?
But actually, all of them are drinking the same thing, because the idea that they're masculine, feminine, is only, we have put this idea on according to Sanskrit grammar. It is not actually fact.
This is it. Because the Gopis are saying, oh, this is how it is possible. This is of the Venu. Venu also masculine gender. Yeah. So it is also saying this is thing.
So Venu is not masculine.
It is.
Venu masculine.
According to Sanskrit.
Because whatever they say.
But actually, No. Not spiritually.
Not actually, no. When you using this word, the Venu is masculine gender.
Yeah.
So Gopi are saying that it is, how it is possible. He's saying. And another is saying, oh, this is in the, at the stage of Mahabhava, oh, he is very so fortunate.
Yeah.
The Gopijar is saying this is the fortunate, it is true or wrong. So Sanatana Goswami is saying and Gurudev is saying. Also, why not how different? There is no imaginary. Gopijar is saying it is true.
Yeah.
No,
it is true because it is a vision of the of reality from their level. It's very high,
high
realization.
It is the only reality.
Only reality.
The others are all.
They are trying.
They are coming.
They just accept.
In line of that reality.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, most of the slokas using the words of Venu.
Mm-hmm.
But our Goswamis, most of the words, they also using the Bansi and Murali. Because they are thinking they are all same mode. But Sukhdev Goswami using, why? For this is called the Vyaskut. You know, Vyaskut, everything, everybody not cannot understand. Only covering.
Or unqualified.
Those who are unqualified, they could not understand. So he's doing the masculine gender, this is things, and they are doing this. So Gurudev is saying, Murali, Venu, drinking, Gopis are saying this is also true. And otherwise they are also what? In jealousy is coming. So here also Gurudev is saying, another point Gurudev also saying, what? The Venu, Venu also drinking the nectar of Krishna's leaf.
Mm-hmm.
He is also a male candidate and also what? Saying to us, O Gopis, I am drinking the Krishna's nectar and saying to us. So Gopis are thinking, oh, he is very
shameless.
Lajjahin.
Lajjahin, yes.
Shameless. And very dhid. Dhid means? What English term? Dhid? Dhid means they are very. What?
Arrogant. No, I don't know.
What is it called?
Dhid. You say dhid.
Dhid. Dhid means those who are very.
Hindi word.
Dhid means?
Dhito.
Dhito.
Yes. Dhito. Dhid means who is very proud and he is shameless and everything.
Arrogant.
Yes, this word is arrogant here.
Tactless. Tactless.
But I think they wanted a stronger word than that.
And Gurudev also saying, what is the Ross, Venu also drinking within very deep attach, within Anurag. But where the Anurag raised, what happened? That no satisfied, always again and again drinking. So Gurudev also saying, this Venu drinking the Krishna's nectar in within a very deep Anurag. Gara Anurag ke saath. Deep?
Attachment.
So he will not to give up everything.
That is fifth meaning. That is fifth meaning, yes.
Fifth meaning. And then, I am not saying everything. And Gurudev also saying, how did he take drinking this rose? Within Tadatma. Tadatma, of drinking in very Tadatma, with a very so deep
attachment,
Tadatma,
absorption.
Tadatma,
the Venu has become Tadatma with who?
With
with the leaves of the Krishna and drinking.
How is it that Venu has become Tadatma with the lips of Krishna? Tadatma with the lips of Krishna.
Tadatma, that is the mood of the gopis are thinking.
Uh-huh.
We are drinking as like gopi, that the Venu also drinking as like when Tadatma. That is of his own mood. Here Gopi Srimati Radhika is thinking.
Yeah.
We also to drinking, that means gopis.
Yes.
They also drinking the Krishna's
Adhramrit.
Yes. As like Venu also drinking at same,
uh-huh.
and with the, that the mood.
Yes.
So he is using the Tadatma.
So Venu is Tadatma with?
With the mood of gopis.
With the mood of
and
gopis.
And taking the nectar of Krishna's Adhramrita. Understand?
So gopis are thinking that this Venu is drinking the Adhramrita of Krishna in the exact same
exactly
way that
same
we are taking.
Way. Yes.
This way.
Same thing. Understand?
Yes.
Govinda Bhagavad Guru.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Then we are coming our class.
Because the gopis, they have a particular mood. So they're saying that
you see the flute?
The flute is
same. Yes. Gopis, they are also saying, we don't know. For the previous lives, Venu, he has done many pious activities. And already strong or a strong austerities. We don't know.
Isn't this just what you were speaking yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes, this is the same verse is coming. So, because Venu, gopis are thinking first, but when Venu drinking, then the what? Then the water of the Jamunas and water of Manas Sarovar. They are very overjoyed. And also Asasattik Vikar and 8 symptoms of the Asasattik Vikar raised in their heart. What are the symptoms? Romancha Kampasru. And they are very happy. What's the symptom? Sanatana Goswami is saying, gopis are thinking, oh, this is Jamuna and the lake of Manasi Ganga. They are very satisfied and they are and face is so nice. What? The lotus also blooming.
Just the last thing that you say.
Jealousy.
Yes. So, Venu to born in our dynasty. What dynasty? Because we also to nourish, we also nourish him. So we are very happy. Even in the trees, in the bamboo, they are also very proud. Why? Because they are thinking, oh, this bamboo is to bath in our
dynasty.
Is
the people, trees, thinking like
that? Yes. Yes, then it is coming. All the trees. Then the first thing is bamboo. Because the fruits is first made by bamboo. So at first, bamboo is trees, they are very so proud. First, Jamuna and Manasi Ganga, they are very happy. And also, Asasattik Vikar raised in their heart. What are the symptoms? And that the Asasattik Vikar also saying, here standing, this is also saying Gurudev. And here the Jamuna and Manasi Ganga also very, very happy. And what are the symptoms? The lotus flowers, also blue jungs, and also black bees, also humming. So thinking, oh, they are very happy. This is the symptom.
The blossoming lotus is like pulak.
Yes.
Standing of hairs. What is black bees like? Black bees is compared to any satukva?
Not saying. If anybody is very happy, what the face is the index of mind.
Mm.
So automatically, you think, oh, he is very happy. Mm. And if he is proud. This is the thing. Gopis are thinking, oh, this is Manasi Ganga. Because they nourish the Venu.
So they are saying, and one idea they are saying that blushing lotus is like the face, very beautiful. And in another example they are saying it is like pulak.
Pulak, yes.
What is pulak?
Standing of the hairs.
Standing of the
hairs.
But Gurudev is also saying, Venu, also give off all the nectar of water. What is the nectar? Give up the nectar. What nectar? To drinking the Manasi's Ganga's water. Here the one point Gurudev also saying very nice. Not saying Sanatana Goswami. Yes, Sanatana Goswami also saying here. Same thing.
Okay.
What things? This Manasi Ganga's water, what? Gurudev say, this is the Adhramritam, also Krishna, but it is indirect. Why? When Krishna playing the flutes, then the Krishna's Adhramritam also melted, and this is called the water of Manasi Ganga and Jaguna. Understand? Very high level kata.
Melted, what do you mean?
Flutes. The Krishna's Adhramrita, nectar of the leaves, is coming from the flute sound. Then it is what? This sound is melted, as like the water of?
Informed.
In the form of Jaguna's water.
Ramchandra said that because Krishna bathes in these waters.
After. Not this. This is the first.
Different point.
After a different point. Also. Also. But this also, fruits not drinking. Why? This nectar is indirect. Understand? Because only when Venu, he also drinking direct nectar of the Krishna's Adhramrita. But this is the nectar. Jaguna's water is also nectar. Why Jaguna's nectar is, why the water of Jaguna is nectar? Why?
Because the touch of the flute.
Because this is when Krishna playing the flutes, this Adhramrita is coming out from the flutes, and he also melted the water of Jaguna. Understand?
The water
is melted, or the flute sound itself
flute sound
has become
is
the water.
Melted. Flute sound
into,
is melted.
Melted into the
yes.
water.
No.
There is no water. At first he is saying Krishna's Adhramrita is coming out. From where?
Lips.
Yeah.
From his leaves.
That is transformed into Yamuna.
Transformed in water.
It comes in touch with Yamuna and then it becomes nectar.
No. The sound itself is transformed and become Yamuna.
Because Yamuna is water. But why he not drinking? It is indirect. So fruits is direct to taking the water.
Primary and secondary.
So one time Gurudev giving a minute.
Everything is produced from flute sound vibrations.
Huh?
The whole spiritual world is produced from the vibration.
Gurudev give an example that the dry milk, what saying? Dry
powder.
Food.
Powder.
Powder milk. Mm-hmm. It is indirect. Mm-hmm. Bulk milk is what?
Direct.
If also taking the milk from the cow's base,
mm-hmm.
It is direct. But the same thing. The milk, powder milk, same qualification, same thing, but it is indirect. But first, you are taking the milk from your mother waste, other cow's waste. This is direct. Understand?
Mm.
Very clearly. Gurudev one style. Very clearly explain it. So, proof it now direct to drinking the Krishna's nectar, leaves of nectar, Adhramrita. So he is not to drinking this. So he also give up that the nectar. Understand?
So the
inferior.
He's given up the water of Manasi Ganga and Yamuna because
yes.
This is indirect and taking the direct nectar.
Yes.
This is another meaning of Avasishta.
Yes, Avasishta. Uchishta and also saying, also what? Also it is also Uchishta Ras, remnant. So Gurudev also saying, Krishna direct also, why Venu drinking the direct Ras from Krishna's Adhramritam? Because it is also Maha Maha Prasadam. Why? Gurudev is saying very nice point. Gopis, they also kissing to Krishna's lips. So this also what? Gopis Maha Maha Prasad.
Krishna's lips are the Maha Prasad.
Krishna?
Gopis.
Yes, gopis. Gopis also drinking Krishna's lips.
Yes, yes.
Adhramamrit. So it is Maha Maha Prasad. Krishna's Prasad, Krishna's lips is Maha Prasad. And when gopis they also drinking. And that is what? Maha Maha Prasad. So Venu also drinking Maha Maha Prasad. Vaishnava pushes and you are Chaitanya Chaitamrita harshing. Bhaktapada dhuliyar, bhaktapada jal, bhaktabhukta sese itim sadhaneer bol. Bhakta prasad or the gopis, Mahaprasad also. And it is very so powerful. So Sanatana Goswami also saying, Venus, so directly to drinking that the Mahaprasad. And give up all prasad. Not drinking Manasi Ganga's nectar, not drinking Jamuna's nectar, not anything. Arjo, in this sloka also saying, Arja, Gurudev also saying this, the jatha mumuchu tarabo jatha arja. Arja means of Indian dynasty, those who are the superior person, they also to give up their, they also osru varshan kar rahe hain. They also
shedding tears.
What is the meaning? Why?
Arya means the forefathers, like Pitri.
Yes.
Yeah.
The superior person, they are the grandfather and all the years.
Senior.
Yeah, those who are senior.
Elders. What?
Elders of the dynasty.
Ancestors.
Ancestors. Ancestors. That means you, who was born before you in your dynasty.
Yes. Why? Also they are Mahanto. Archa. Mahanto Gurudev also saying, they are Mahanto. Mahanto means they are very great person. Mahananta. Gurudev also saying, Sanatana Goswami, Gurudev also saying, what is meaning of Mahanto? Maha means very great. Anta means whose heart is so, so broad-minded. So that is called Mahanto. And what is called Mahanto? Gurudev saying in another meaning, Mahanta means those who are taking Krishna in their heart, they are Mahanta. And another meaning, Mahanta means those who taking Krishna prem in their heart, they are Mahanta. Here also there are people trees and vendian trees, they are also Mahanta. Why? They always to serve to Krishna. How did they serve to Krishna? When Krishna going to cow grazing, they also shedding.
Shade. Give shade.
Give shed.
Yes.
Chayadan pradhan
pradhan. Banyan trees and what other trees?
People trees.
Okay.
Many trees. But now one's not only with the saying people trees, banyan trees. Say they also weeping. Why? When the prem is raised, automatically tears is coming. So here is showing they are not to soak. Soak not. Soak means these trees are not. What soak means? If everybody have died, what they are?
Lamenting.
They're not crying from lamentation, but by joy.
Understand what you say?
The trees are crying, but not from lamentation, but they're crying out of the prem.
They're happy because they realize their fortune.
Could I mention the banyan trees? They are like the forefathers because they have long beards also.
The forefathers because
the big beard. Very thanks, very nice. Big beard. So, but we have no beard. We are cutting every month. 4 months also not. 2 months. 1 month we also cutting. We are not.
And also masculine gender. So they are like forefathers.
Yeah. Gurudev also sing. Doridra bhakti kono rajpadir praptite rudan kurite pare. Those who are the poor person, they never to hungering for the higher post. They never hunger. It is impossible. They think it is impossible. But in Raganuga Bhakti, what are the symptoms? Lobhat utpatihi karanam. In Raganuga Bhakti, not they are not thinking I have qualified or unqualified. Raganuga Sadhak never thinking I am qualified or other unqualified. So Gurudev give an example. One very low class person. He also to greed to married in princess.
Yes.
He wanted. But it is possible or is it impossible, he never
no
thinking.
Problem.
No problem. this is called the in Raganuga Bhakti. Also he only his greed. Very different. But Gurudev will say those who are thinking, oh, I am unqualified, so they are not too coming. So Gurudev also saying, what? Krishnadas Kaviraj in his one verse also saying, I think those who are unqualified, they are not coming, and automatically they go away. So I have no shame.
I know the no fail.
No fail. So I saying everything for those who have greed.